Keurig Dr. Pepper is on the receiving end of a class action lawsuit for false advertising related to Schweppes and Canada Dry Ginger Ale. The lawsuit alleges that the company falsely advertised its ginger ale as, quote, naturally flavored, when it, in fact, contained artificial flavors. People on social media are upset, especially us, especially black folks, culturally known for our love of ginger ale, and we are proud of it. Thank you.
Yes.
That Canada Dry go hard, man.
Yes.
Delicious.
Yes. Cold, ice cold. Woo. Yes. And it's something about when you drink it, it's not like you're really drinking a soda.
It's good for you.
You feel like you're drinking healthy, don't you?
Yeah, because it's got that ginger in it. Someone posted, quote, "We can't have nothing around this MF."
What? Now we marching for ginger ale.
Wow. I'll march for Canada Dry. I will too.
A lawyer on social media claims when a product is artificially flavored, there are both state and federal laws that require the packaging to say artificial flavors. Another user posted, quote, "If y'all bankrupt Canada Dry, I'll never forgive y'all."
We need to sign up too.
Sign up for what?
The lawsuit.
You want to get paid?
We're going to get paid for this. This blasphemy.
Forget about $2.50 in a class action lawsuit. Yeah.
But this happened before, so this is a new lawsuit. Mm-hmm. With
oh, did it?
I think it happened before.
I don't recall, but yeah, this is serious. They're right. We can't have anything.
My mom's house, she'll run out of water first before she run out of ginger ale.
Yes. You hear me?
Yeah, we keep a 12-pack of ginger ale. You're going to have that.
I love a little bitty mini can.
Me too. And what about when people come over your house? Y'all got some ginger ale? Yes.
They're going to ask for it Thursday. Next Thursday, they're going to be asking for it.
Uh-huh. You gotta
do you know how many black people's stomach get upset and go get a ginger ale? We have to.
Yes.
But Junior,
medicinal.
We drink ginger ale for everything.
Everything.
I got shot. Drink some ginger ale.
Drink ginger ale.
We drink it.
It's better than Alka-Seltzer.
Yes. We love us some ginger ale. That is the truth right there.
Yeah. Yep.
Grew up on it.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. Speaking of growing up, Sprite or 7-Up?
7-Up.
7-Up? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Sprite. You ain't lived until you had a Sprite from McDonald's.
You better tell somebody.
Until you've had a Sprite from McDonald's. When you drink that, you got to go, you got to touch the side of your throat. It's so good. I don't know what they do at McDonald's, but their Sprites
is so good. Yeah.
Yes.
They focusing on it because they ain't focusing on the ice cream machine because it's always broke.
But that Sprite going to be there.
That Sprite,
exactly.
That Sprite is real.
You go to McDonald's for ice cream? Really?
What? You ain't never had ice cream for a sundae from McDonald's?
No, the machine is always broken.
Girl, I was raised up on it. I don't know why you ain't never had one.
I do eat the Chick-fil-A ice cream, though.
That's good. Wow. It ain't better than that lemonade, though. That lemonade is the one.
Delicious.
You got to have that lemonade. And you got to have the Polynesian sauce for your nuggets, though. You can't. It's the Polynesian sauce.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And they got just the best attitudes at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah,
they do.
My pleasure. Customer service.
It's just so nice.
Yes, on point. It is.
I mean, they do have the best attitudes.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
I go by there sometimes, don't even buy food. I just want to feel better about myself.
My pleasure.
Yeah, just I'm all right.
Well, okay. In other entertainment news, after Gladiator 2, director Ridley Scott said Denzel Washington's same-sex kiss in the film did not happen. Denzel seemingly walked back his claim that scene was cut. No, that's bull, Ridley Scott said. He told that to Variety magazine. They acted the moment. It didn't happen. Ridley's comments came after Denzel said that he actually kissed a man in Gladiator 2, but they took it out of the final cut from the film because they, quote, got chicken. Denzel recently clarified his comments at Monday night's, or did he clarify him, at Monday night's Gladiator 2's premiere. He said, "It really is much ado about nothing." Denzel said, "They're making more of it than it was. I kissed him on his hands, I gave him a peck, and I killed him." Okay, that's
what
happened
in the movie.
That
ain't what you said, bleak at first.
Come on now, Giselle. You know we ride with you. Come on now.
This is when black people say, somebody go by the house and check on him. Just go by the house and check on him. And let's make sure he all right. Y'all just somebody go by there and call us and let us know he all right.
But you know what? We love him so much. We don't care.
Love him to death.
Yes or no, we don't care.
We don't care.
I need one more equalizer, though. I just need one more equalizer. We got to get one more equalizer.
Before he retires, you're saying?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Finally, we love you, Denzel. Finally, in entertainment news, the Luther Vandross documentary, Luther, Never Too Much, will debut on CNN on New Year's Day at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. In addition to archival clips that traces his career from his years at the Apollo, it's going to have interviews with Mariah Carey, Dionne Warwick, all of that. Tommy, we know you've worked with Luther. You love him. And I know of some people who've seen it. They said it's great.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.